Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom and Dad with your three favorite degenerates. It's Abby here with
Megan
and Jacqueline.
And Megan said it is Leo season.
We got Leo men over here.
I don't have a Leo. I have a Virgo man. Oh, yeah. Listen, this is my first Virgo man, okay? First Virgo man.
Been okay. Apparently so it works.
It works out.
I think it's my first Leo.
Well, thing is, like, see,
well, the Virgos, first officially dating Leo man.
I've never been with Virgo until now.
Yeah. I don't know what any of my people.
I know, like, my only, like, one boyfriend. It wasn't a thing. Like,
yeah, I don't think I don't
until
know.
I
yeah.
came here,
until I moved here to fucking California.
And then, like, I would have dates ask me what my sign was, and I'd be like, okay, one guy I dated. Remember the dude I called Baby Daddy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So he was a Leo. And he was, like, very into this whole horoscope thing and was like, I need to know, like, before any of this, I just need to know what your sign is. And then I was like, Capricorn. He's like, oh, good. Like, we're, like, the powerhouse couple. Like,
oh, shit.
They're two, like, very, like,
damn. Was he like, stone what time were you strong. Born? Are you a sun rising?
He did ask. He asked me for my whole fucking
birth chart.
Birth chart,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
And I was like, honestly, I took the co-star quiz, or like I entered that shit in, but I don't have it memorized. He memorized every single, like, he's like, his Venus is in the eighth house of the Pluto, like,
of the Jupiter.
No, dude, like, okay, so my current boyfriend Matt, he told me that one of the things that he thought was weird about me is that I asked him what his sign was, and I was just like, sorry, it just came naturally after I started fucking dating in Los Angeles. Like, I was very curious. Just,
when's your birthday?
Just oh,
look
yeah.
it up. No, I was like, what time were you born? He's like, why do you have to know that?
I was like, my boyfriend doesn't know what time he's born. I was like, hey, so, you know, like, you ever look at your birth certificate?
you ever just pull that shit out and be like,
And I was like, and he was like, why? And I was like, I just want to know if we're compatible.
You know what? It's like, it's also a reassuring thing because I would look up Taurus and Virgo compatibility. And
I do. I looked up all the articles, every single one from astrology, horoscope, like all the .coms. Like, I looked up every single one of them and I'm like, I like this one.
Yeah, I was showed my boyfriend. I was like, look, we're sexually compatible. He's like,
He's like,
whatever.
I think it says Leo and Capricorn together are like the power couple, like Beyonce, Jay-Z type of shit. So I'm like, okay, we're going to run the world.
Who run the world?
And I get along with, and for some reason, I'm like very much attracted to like Pisces men. Remember, I love you. I love our nickname. The blue check guy, the producer, singer dude.
Yeah, the one with the really nice house.
Pisces. Yeah, yeah. The pretty dick dude. So he's a Pisces, but we're just like, we don't talk anymore at all, but like we're just like friendly, and like every once in a while he'll like comment something on like a story and just be like, hey, how have you been? And we're just chill.
Amsterdam guy. Is this Amsterdam guy?
Yeah.
Got it. Amsterdam guy. I remember.
Okay.
I gave that too much detail.
What Pisces men are like. Because I know Pisces are, I'm a Pisces.
Justin Bieber's a Pisces. They're
like,
emotional.
Are guys emotional?
They're usually always like artists. Like there's a lot of like artists who are Pisces. So it's because you guys are creative, like peacekeeping, like
it describes chill. Jacqueline's creative captions very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so much pressure.
My captions
I'm
are
running
just like,
out. No, a lot of it comes from my sister. Like the really, really good ones, that shit comes from my sister. I like
shout
send
out
all
to
my
the
pictures.
Yang gang.
Yeah, I send my pictures to her and I'm like, what's the caption? She's like, comes up with this amazing ass thing. And I'm like, I would have never, ever. Like, what the? So, shout
and
out
to
you.
And then I look at your captions. I was like, I would have never, ever.
And some of it I just steal from Twitter, honestly. So,
that's smart.
Yeah.
Well, next time I need a caption idea, I know who I'm going to.
Oh yeah, I have a library. I'll give you one of
my nice. But yeah, let's talk about some updates. You like that?
Megan just solos it. All right, Megan, you're gonna be update person every week.
It's like the breathy singing.
Update.
Yeah.
No, we would lose. We would lose the listeners.
Turns off the radio. Okay, shut up.
God, it's Megan's fucking voice again with the updates.
Shit. Somebody fed forward. Me some sugar tea and, you know.
Oh, also shouts out to our SMAD fan, Alec, mm-hmm. for feeding yeah, yeah. us
we love, love you.
Two recordings. Like, we are very full and happy.
There's yes. literally so much food that we could have done a mukbang.
Yeah.
But we all look like trash.
Yeah. So. We all didn't do our makeup today.
We so haven't like, been doing our makeup.
Yeah. What is makeup?
I don't even know, man. But anyways, my updates. Dude, my life's been pretty boring this past week. I'm not going to lie. I just work out, and have sex with my boyfriend.
At least the sex part is there.
Dude, we've been having so much sex. I'm just like... So proud. We like had sex every day for like the past.
He definitely
like,
listens to the podcast.
Honestly, maybe.
But he's like, "Fuck, I gotta up my game."
Yeah, I don't know what it's been, but it's just we keep having sex.
He literally listened to it's the like episode reading where her you mind said you guys didn't have
yeah,
enough
my,
sex.
Yeah, my boyfriend, I think, is like reading my mind or like going through my phone or something.
One of those. Or it's too coincidental.
He might be reading my personal journal. Who knows? Like, I don't know. But everything that Megan and I have been talking about, like every time I have a complaint or something I need to vent, I just text Megan. And then the next day, he's just like, he apologizes for the things I was complaining
for that
to Megan about.
Thing. But also, for the specific and then he thing. Comes up with the solution that we talked about.
And I'm just like,
does he go through your phone?
I don't know.
We're on to you.
Because my phone password is 6 digits.
It's so funny, like, imagine, like, you guys are like, he should say this, and then he says exactly
no,
that
he
word
did.
For
it
word.
It was basically that. That's pretty much what happened.
And I, like, was just like, why are you, okay.
You're like, where is this coming from?
Yeah. It was weird.
I was like, oh, he's definitely linked your iMessage to his laptop.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I saw a TikTok where people did that, where they forwarded their partner's messages onto their like laptop so they could see everything.
It's fucked up.
Oh my
god, you gotta check.
Oh my god, okay.
He
oh
FBI,
my god,
the FBI.
I'm gonna check my phone later, bro.
Dude, he FBI.
He can't
FBI.
Say anything.
That's scary.
See, he's CIA.
Dude, you guys
point.
Were having so much sex. Oh yeah, guys, we made a Discord, by the way.
Oh yes,
yeah.
We did make a Discord, everyone.
I love how Abby randomly typed BH in there, and then someone's like, what does this mean? She's like, she's oh, sorry, I was having sex. Just press some random button.
No, literally, I was like, I don't even remember typing this in. I realized my elbow was hitting the keyboard on my laptop.
Oh, she was getting knocked up.
I was. It was crazy. I started bleeding, bro.
Oh.
Anyways.
Like that.
Yeah.
You ever had sex so hard that the inner thighs have bruises on there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I used to, yeah.
Used to. Yeah. Now you're just having hot, passionate sex. Yeah. But back then you just used to get rammed. Well, did we even enjoy that? I'm not even sure. Like, I think I was just like, wow, bruises, I'm a freak.
I know, man. I still keep getting pounded. There's, like, not, like, any hot, passionate sex. I just get pounded.
Like, oh, I can't have, because good. It's like, I can have, like, get pounded by strangers. That sounds so bad. No, but like I don't have to, but like when you're like emotionally tied with someone, that's when you have like hot passion sex.
Oh well, yeah, so. I mean like I feel a lot of passion while getting pounded.
Okay.
But I mean
as long
like
as you do
making that eye contact and like, you know, feeling all the sweat dripping and like,
oh
yes,
yeah,
oh yeah,
all that
your
that,
sweat's mixing together,
the love juices,
yeah. It's like a puddle.
But in unfortunate news, guys, you're gonna hear this sound again.
Oh yeah, somebody's a babe queen again.
Listen, I've been very, very stressed the past few weeks for multiple reasons. So I decided to pick up a nicotine addiction. My boyfriend is not very happy about that. When I told him that I bought a vape today, he thought I bought a disposable vape. No, I bought a refillable vape, and he was like,
rechargeable.
Oh.
She sent the picture to the group, and I was like,
I was like, oh,
I
Abby.
See.
He was like, I didn't expect you to get an actual like vape. And I was like, I didn't tell you what kind of
Well,
vape
it was
I
his
got.
Fault because he threw away your food, which caused you to have to go drive to get more food.
That is actually very true.
And then you stopped by a vape store.
He accidentally threw away my breakfast for the morning.
That's a sin.
So but he came How home and you... brought me sushi.
Oh, okay.
To make up
that makes up for yeah.
So yeah, you're gonna be hearing puff 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 on the podcast now. So yeah, anyways, my life is kind of boring. I kind of trained Megan on Monday in the gym. She's kind of sore. So
I got really, yeah, I good. Got humbled hard. Like, I was doing, like, the bench press, and I could not push it up. And Abby's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm like,
You're like, what? One. Just one and a half.
Here.
Bro, it's just because I've been benching since February.
I told my boyfriend, I was like, yeah, she can lift so much more than me. He was like, well, it'd be weird if she didn't. She works out every day. And I was like, yeah, you're right. My sedentary-ass lifestyle. It was surprising I could even lift the bar.
No, I was proud of Megan because she still could lift the bar, my highest weight. She just couldn't push it down and up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You guys were telling me to go, and I was like, Abby, I don't think I can even lift the bar. And you're like, it's only 45 pounds,
it is only.
Jack.
No, the bar is actually pretty light.
You can do the bar.
Yeah.
Definitely you can do the bar.
Probably, yeah, maybe, but towards, like, the maybe, like, number 10, your arms will be shaking.
I feel like your muscles are working hard to keep your tits there.
That is
so
true.
They're always working.
You have too bad of posture for that.
Jack does chest day every day.
I'm going to get you that, I'm going to get you that device that's, like, that, like, shocks you when you're bent.
The one that shocks me.
So you'll just have to, like,
I'm literally doing it right now.
I think that's, like, anyone with big tits always has bad posture because you're just, it's heavier. You have, like, 5 extra pounds, like, of chest.
And it's annoying because it's like when you jump and stuff, it actually hurts.
Oh,
it's like
you have to get those super tight bras, the sports bras,
pull down, and it actually really hurts.
Yeah. You have to get those like extra heavy duty bras that like flatten your chest, right? Good for you.
That's what we need.
Jack, what's been up with you in life?
Oh, that was good. We finally got out of the house for once.
Cue applause.
Yeah, we need our own like sound effects.
I know. Somebody.
Little soundboard.
Can we get the rap air horn, please?
Yeah, no, we need
We have it. There's on the phone. Like, we just
Oh, yeah, we should have our own on the app or something.
Ooh, yeah, every time.
I'm
like,
sure there's
you know,
an app for that.
Like, every time we get fucked, we'll just talk about it and then.
I got pounded today. All right, anyways.
But yeah, we went to the beach. It was pretty nice. There was a shit ton of people at the beach with like no mask on. Gross. And there was like a ton of people just out there like drinking. And the thing is, you're not really allowed to drink on the beach.
If we're gonna disobey the rule,
yeah, they're like,
of
we're
mask,
going all
we might
out.
As well go all out. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like not even trying to hide it. It was full on like downing handles. I was like, sir, we see what that is. There are children around.
And Jack, you put your boyfriend on your IG story.
Oh yeah, that was very interesting. It was when I did that, I lost some followers, but at the same time, I gained some back, so it canceled out.
Well, it's really cute. I see that he's getting involved in your TikTok.
Oh, I know, that was so fucking cute.
Do you convince him to do that, or is he like ready and willing?
Well, I literally just sent him a video of someone else doing it, and I was like, "Do this with me," and he's like, "Okay, I'm ready. I'll be
so
the basketball,"
cute.
And I'm like, "Okay."
So cute. I watched that today. And I was like,
I was laughing so hard.
Wait, but yeah, you guys made a ton of TikToks.
He loves making TikToks with me, but like,
those are
cute.
The one that went viral,
right?
Huh?
The one that went viral.
Oh, that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It was on 9gag, right?
Yeah. 9gag posted it on like 3 different accounts or something, and each of them had their own hits. And I was like, yeah, but all the followers I gained are lost because I haven't been posting shit for the last. Like, every day I lose like fucking 2 to 5 followers.
That's okay. We'll make one together, all 3 of us, and you'll be back on.
I think I lost 1,000 followers.
What the?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
But I don't post like at all. Like,
I just post randomly if I'm on TikTok and I see a bunch of stuff. And you know how you look on the page and sometimes you're like, I can do that.
I also lost a lot of followers when I was posting a lot of like Black Lives Matter stuff.
Oh,
and
I see.
That was like when I was like super active. Now my stories are all just like, look at my dog.
Yeah, so I also lost a lot during that time too. Someone literally was like, shut up and show your tits. And I was like, this is why I don't like people.
What does this guy have? The audacity.
Jesus Christ. And you know who else has the audacity? The people in Jack's DMs that are complaining about her boyfriend.
Yes, I will literally read it to you guys. So right after I posted a story of like me kissing my boyfriend on my story, this guy commented and said, your last post, you're on the beach with a black guy kissing him. Wow. Unbelievable. Shocking. You know, those are the people who are the most people that don't wear a mask. I think you should get tested right away. And I was like, I literally blasted him on my story. I posted it. I was like, don't be like Michael. Just say you're racist and go. And he fucking responded again. And this dude basically summing it up. He was like, I am not racist to black people. I have an Asian ex-wife.
Oh, what? Wait.
Okay, look, I'll read what he said. He said, just so you know, I'm not racist, not even close to that. My ex-wife and girlfriends are all Asian.
Yeah,
I'm
so just you telling fetishize you, yeah, Asian women.
Exactly. He's like, I'm just telling you what I see in downtown Chicago every day. It's the truth. It's a fact. And then you see those people on the news saying that too many of them are getting the virus and they don't know why. Wow, here's the reason. They're not wearing the mask, but the news doesn't report that. I just don't want to hear or see that you got sick. And it's funny because he says that because in the story, my boyfriend was literally wearing a mask. And then everyone was like, responded to him. They're like, he's literally wearing a mask though, like, is this guy okay? And it's funny because someone responded to
some reason to hate,
yeah, and then someone responded to it and they're like L to his comment, and then everybody liked that, so we on the same page.
That's so fucked up.
Idiot.
Yeah, but that was pretty cool. It's nice to finally talk about it. I mean, even before when we were dating, I still posted stuff. It was just after we had our little like break, I was like, you don't deserve to be on my Instagram right now, like
you have to earn that privilege.
I revoked his privileges in a fight once, and I archived all of his photos.
I also did that once,
and he noticed, but he didn't say anything. But like later on, like, we made up, but I still never unarchived it because it was like my followers.
Yeah.
But then we made up one day, and I was like, and I was laughing, I was like, you know, I archived all our photos. He's like, I know. He's like secretly it. Like keeps up with my life, yeah, social does. Media without telling me. Like this podcast.
Yeah, I don't think mine, like, I literally asked him a million times. I'm like, will you make an Instagram like to follow me? He's like, you just want another follower, huh? I'm like, no. Like, just to see what the fuck I'm doing, you know? Because I feel like he like doesn't see the stuff I post or anything and all that stuff. He's like, no, like, just you can just show it to me. Yeah, like, he's like, I'll just see it from you.
Wait, Jack, I do have a question. How does does he know what your Instagram content is?
Oh yeah, I show it to him. Oh, I have him pick the pictures for me.
Oh, okay. That's
like,
nice.
I literally show him the options, like which one looks better, this one or this one, and he like this one, and I'm like, okay.
Aww,
see, I use him, man. And I use my Discord people to ask me which, like, pick which ones. So, you know, thanks for the input, guys.
Being resourceful.
Love that.
Oh yeah,
so
but
much.
Then another thing was that I told Alex, I was like, you know, every time I post you on my Insta story and stuff, like, I lose followers. And he's like, oh, you do? You don't have to post me. And I was like, oh, shit.
Okay,
I'm like, I want to post you, but I'm just telling you that. One isn't it funny question. That happens?
Would you ever post him on, like, an actual post, though?
Oh, if the picture is cute, yeah. Mm. Like, I've definitely posted pictures with other people and stuff, but only if the picture is cute. It's funny because I have a bunch of, like, saved Instagram pictures of, like, couples, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to recreate this, but I'm like, this dude doesn't fucking like taking pictures, though. I'm like, I'm gonna have to like pose him and stuff.
Just but the funny freeze thing, right there. Don't move. I'm coming. Timer on.
Yeah, exactly. No, and then the other thing is also because like I've slowly been training him to like take some of my Instagram pictures. Wow. And it's like in the beginning it was like kind of hard because like he just doesn't know how to take it,
like framing.
Like for me, and yeah, and like for me, and it's like ugly ass angle, and I'm like, I have a double chin, sir. Like, what is going on?
My boyfriend's not surprisingly good at taking photos of me.
Same with mine.
Mine, yeah, like, I had to.
Well,
like,
yours is actually like active on Instagram. Mine, I was very surprised at his ability to.
That's
do
why
so.
Mine, like, he also like doesn't even see my pictures that much unless I like send it to him, so he doesn't really see it that often. Makes so he doesn't sense. Know like what it needs to look like. But over time, it slowly got there. Like, I think there's like 3 or 4 pictures on there that he took. And so, yeah, it's a work in progress, amazing. Guys. I don't have to count on my guy best friends anymore.
She got herself a man.
That's that. The other day. Oh, wait, what?
You have yourself a tripod.
Oh, yeah, basically. Human tripod. Human tripod.
I like it.
And it's nice because he's tall, so he takes it from above, so you look better, that's you awesome. Know? He's 6'1".
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so I'm like, let's go. But the other day,
I like how their heights are like this parallel to ours, where I'm the tallest, my boyfriend's the tallest, medium, your boyfriend's in the middle, and yours is
my
the
boyfriend
shortest.
Is 5'7".
Yeah. Oh yeah, they look proportionate for everybody.
Oh, our pictures will look amazing.
Oh my god, you're right.
Singular, raising the bar.
Yes.
Dude, isn't that weird? Like, people younger than that won't even know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Because the singular doesn't exist anymore.
They were bought out by AT&T or something, right?
Yeah, or, like, T-Mobile or some bullshit. I don't know.
Singular, raising the bar. Ding, 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 ding. or something like that. It's like some jingle.
It's funny because like that shit in the Chef Boyardee commercial, like everyone knows it. Mm-hmm. Like the fucking can rolling, like everybody knows that shit. But okay, so the thing is that happened in downtown LA. I was wearing a kimono that had like devils on it, I posted on my Instagram before. So I was wearing that outfit, and I don't know. I guess that outfit was like good that day or something, because there's like a lot of people like saying what's up that day, and this guy literally followed me for like two blocks as I was creepy. Going back to work, and he was like, hey, like what's up, like, you know, how you doing, blah blah blah, like are you against God or something, like, do you believe in the devil? God. And then as he was asking that, he was like, also like, hey, like you're really cute by the way, like can I get your number? And I'm like, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, and then after that he got mad. He was like, oh, what? You have a boyfriend? Fuck your boyfriend. What about me? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't fucking know you, dude. And then after that, he, like, just kept walking with me. And I was like, oh, my God. And then he got mad after that and was, like, yelling. And he's like, she believes in the devil, guys. Blah, blah, blah. All because I said no. And then he was yelling to other people. And was like, she believes in the devil, guys. Blah, blah, blah. Like, look at her. Blah, blah. And I'm like, they're saying stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm just going back to work. Leave me alone.
Just that's why you gotta pull that taser out.
Oh yeah, I actually that one day I didn't bring the taser. I should have. It matched my outfit. Should have bought it.
One day when you need it.
Jack's pink. I have a pink taser. But yeah, that's about it. It kind of showed me that the thing, like, even if you really have a boyfriend, people will never leave you alone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They won't be nice about it.
Even when I was single, I would pull the boyfriend card and people
It doesn't have a ring on your hand and fucking like show it to them and they'll still be like, so what about that?
What was it? Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score. Well, that's exactly what it means here, gentlemen. So quit trying.
I do have a random thing to say. One of the guys that I used to talk to, his brother tried actually to get with me.
Oh shit!
Recently,
I'll tell you later.
How did I not know about this?
It just randomly happened.
Oh, yeah. Anyways,
I'll tell you later.
Well, my update. I worked out with Abby after my boyfriend lectured me for my sedentary lifestyle because I was like going to sleep at like 5 a.m. because I just had so much like stored up energy. I wasn't tired.
What the fuck? The sun's coming out.
I would go to sleep with the sun coming out.
You're watching sunrise as you go to sleep.
And so it was really it was getting really bad. My diet sucked. Everything is like, and I was like getting a little depressed because that's what happens when you live a sedentary lifestyle and keep the curtains closed all day every day. So I went to go work out and that kind of normalized me for the next couple of days. And I was so happy. And I wanted to go work out the next day, but I sat down on my bed and I passed out for like 2-3 hours. So I woke up at 10 and I was like, fuck, that means I'm gonna have a hard time falling asleep, which I did. But I went to sleep at like 2:30, which is pretty good compared to like 5 a.m. guys. But yeah, it was a good workout session. I realized it's so nice having a fucking gym at home. Don't have anyone waiting for you on any machines. You could take your sweet ass time, jam out judged. To music. You like no judgment at all. No creepy dudes staring at your ass. It's just nice. And so I was like, Abby, I think we should just like clear out all our living room furniture and just build a gym. Like,
yeah, there you go.
It's so easy.
And because like after you work out, it like releases endorphins, right? So you
do shit. I actually felt tired that night. I went to sleep at a normal time, and the next day I was hungry.
Oh my God.
I was like severely hungry. I was like, I need sustenance. And I would eat, and then like a couple hours later, and my portions have been really small. I've been really good about that. There was one time I tweeted, I was like, once I learn portion control, it's over for you bitches. So, bitches, it's fucking over. I've been really good about that. So, like, today I ordered, 11 wings and I ate 4. And now I have lunch and dinner tomorrow.
I'm so proud.
Wow, 4, I would have ate all 11.
I don't know. Like, that's just, like, I just know when to stop now. But I used to, like, engulf my food. Like, doesn't matter if my stomach is to a point where it's about to pop, I'll fucking keep eating.
Oh yeah, that's me, but it was because of the weed.
Oh, that's different. That's under the influence. So yeah, I've been pretty normalized. And then also big news is like my parents want, like, you know, I've been like doing the adult stuff, looking for like buying a house because it's gotten to a point where like doesn't make sense when like you can pay $1,000 to $2,000 a month for a house mortgage and own that house because you're essentially you're paying yourself, right? Like you buy a house and every time you pay for it, it's going technically to you because you can refinance if you need a loan or something. But then I was like, okay, it's time to look for a house. And when I looked in LA and surrounding areas of LA, I was like crying. I was like, so you're telling me for $300,000, I can live in a box in Compton?
Not even a box.
Just not even a box, just the fucking like somebody's the flaps. Garage. The flaps. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know about this, man. And then like me and my boyfriend would drive around downtown or like somewhere and we'd see like a bunch of these kids doing like hood rat shit. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to like raise a kid in this city. Like that's a fact. I'm a suburb girl and through and through. So we actually decided, my mom was like, what about Austin? And which is kind of was kind of on my list of like places I could move to in the future. And because it's like kind of like the in-between of California and Texas or like Dallas, you know? You have your nature-y stuff to do, but it's the prices are Texas.
Oh.
So now I'm looking at houses and I'm like, damn, for $300,000, I could have 4-bedroom, 3-bathrooms with a 2-story of 2,000 square feet with a big-ass yard and a gated community.
And I was a
like,
pool.
There's even, you can fucking build and customize your own home for $300,000.
Oh, shit. Like build a home.
Like basically, like these developers buy out these huge lots of land to build out communities. You'd pick your lot and then you'd design your home the way that you want it.
It's like
you can only pick from a certain number of designs because all the houses are like cookie cutter houses. There's a certain variety that you can choose from, and then you can pick like what kind of floors, what kind of cabinets, the floor plan. It's nice, and it's all for a good hefty price of $300,000 to $400,000.
That's pretty good, because that's about the same prices as it is in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm pretty sure that's what my cousin's house was. They bought out these like little community things, and then each one they custom did their houses. So I think it's the same thing.
Basically, you just like talk to the developer, and then you're like, "This is what I want," and then they build like the next 7 to 8 months. They're custom building your house. All of the friends that I have buying houses right now, that's what they're doing. So they like post these pictures with like the wood frame of their house in the background. Can't wait for the next chapter of our lives. Our house is being built, and I'm like, damn, fucking Texas people, man. Dude, I gotta live in a shack.
So speaking of Megan getting a house, Megan was like, you should just move with us. And I was just like,
I don't know. The same house.
And then I brought it up to my boyfriend when he got home from work, and I was just like, what'd you do if I like moved with Megan to Austin? He was like, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah, I was like, we could live the same neighborhood.
There we go.
Because even now, like, it was way in the future. I'm not fucking getting pregnant anytime soon. But I do have to think about, like, school districts. Because I'm like, if you're going to buy a house, you're going to want to stay in there for at least 5 to 10 years, right? So it's like, I do at least, even if we do eventually move out and go somewhere else, it's still nice to consider the school district and all that stuff. So all that stuff, you know, I, like, got to look at the city ratings, the neighborhood ratings, crime rates, all that adulting shit they didn't teach you in school. Teach you what the fuck is a mortgage, guys? I don't know. FHA? Don't know. What? Fixed loans? I don't know what this means.
I really don't either, dude.
So all that stuff, the process is like crazy. It's just but I did tell my mom, I was like, after looking at California houses and then looking at Texas, I'm like, take my fucking money. Here you go. $300,000 is pennies. You can have it. Like,
something random, though, that I like was thinking about when we were on the topic of houses, like, these TikTokers are moving to Los Angeles and buying TikTok houses.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you can have LA.
I think they're renting it, though.
Or they're just renting it. It just still blows my mind that like these like teens are moving to Los Angeles solely for making TikTok content.
Yeah, the fucking hype house.
Jesus, that's Christ. What the they call it that, and they just all create content together and like get all the views.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I'm just like, house. You guys can have LA. I'm leaving.
That's the thing. Everyone fucking moves here to be like the TikToker influencer thing, but I'm like, you can still do it where you're at.
But it's just like, I did hear someone talk about it why they were just like, I would watch all the things I was missing out on, all the content I could be creating, and that's why I moved here.
Trust me, it's not that great, guys.
Yeah, we saw it. It was Vine Street when all the Vine stars lived in one apartment building, and they all made videos together. So. Yeah. It works for everything.
Well, the thing is, like, I do. My greatest advice is, like, in your 20s, you should live in a big city. It opens your eyes to a lot of things. You get to explore and meet a ton of people. And, like, really, like, it gives you so much freedom to a point where, like, it forces you to come out of your comfort zone. Like, mm-hmm. you have to. Especially if you're out here with no family. It's good to explore. And even if you do grow up in a big city, it's good to, like, you most likely didn't grow up in the city. So, yeah. like, I'm mm-hmm. saying, like, go explore or even move to another big city or something. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the best advice. And then you'll figure out whether it's for you or not. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't start a family.
Trial in life, man.
I wouldn't start a family here unless I was rich enough to live on Manhattan Beach.
Oh, yeah.
But that ain't happening down soon. I also did find out, like, there's another career opportunity that I could be looking at. So I was having a conversation with a coworker, and we started talking about Salesforce, which is, like, the system that a lot of companies use. It's a CRM, mm-hmm. customer relationship manager or something. It helps you just organize all your sales, your accounts, your leads, everything. Salesforce admins, if you're certified, they make $100,000. I looked up the jobs. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And why the fuck do they not tell you this in school? The only thing they tell you is engineers make money, doctors make mm-hmm. money, lawyers make money. But, like, do they ever talk about Salesforce admins? No. Well, here you go, kiddos. Salesforce admin, look it up. You can take a course for fucking $200, get certified, and then get six figures. That's working for fucking good. Dell.
Yeah, there's so many jobs that, like, you can make so much money, and they're, like, odd little jobs that mm-hmm. nobody knows about, yep. and it's, like, they never teach you about it. And I'm yeah. like, how the fuck are we supposed to know who does this,
like,
stuff?
I recently told Abby, I'm, like, using all the knowledge you know with email marketing, you could mm-hmm. be making bank as a freelancer on, like, Upwork, Fiverr, TaskRabbit, all these, like, little... Yeah, people charge, like, I even look up Salesforce admin on Upwork, $100 an hour. That's what they charge.
I just start coding emails on the side.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, everybody utilize, like, do your research. That's the thing. It's like, one thing that forced me to do in LA when I moved out here was explore job opportunities like yes. nothing, because I was like, Craigslist. I'm desperate. I yeah. had so many Craigslist jobs. Oh, same. And gigs.
Craigslist is, like, amazing. People hate mm-hmm. on it and think it's shady. It's like, it yeah. is shady sometimes, you just have to be good have to be smart about it. Yeah. Like, you have to, you obviously don't go for the one that says, like, you know, have sex for whatever.
Yeah, they have, like, the need two hot girls yeah. for game poker night at mansion. Yeah. In no,
you're just
going to
get
Hills.
Trafficked, bro.
You're oh, yeah, going the time when you did that Epstein waiter, Island. Waitress thing.
Oh, yeah. Remember that time when I went to the hostess club? Yes. That was, like, the worst night of my life. That's when I figured out I could never be a stripper. I knew I couldn't before, but that solidified it. I was like, ew. I remember, and then I was dancing with I was dancing with a vertically challenged person. I don't know what. Oh, a little person. That's the. I didn't want to use the improper word. I'm sorry.
And God,
and the whole, like, he was so insistent on dancing with me and, like, staying with me. His face was up to my boobs. I'm 5'5", y'all. What does that tell you? The dude was 4'1", I think. Oh. And he was just, like, hugging me, and I was like, I gotta go. But, you know, girl made $200 and dip.
Last year was so wild. Just too much shit happened. Like, Megan bringing this up, I completely forgot it even
don't
happened.
Fucking... go for hostess jobs unless you know you have that kind yeah. of, like,
you're gonna get groped a lot for sure, right? Oh
my, mm-hmm. Do you know how many times yeah. that vertically challenged man grabbed my ass?
I know. You gotta, like, do that thing where you keep
the manager was
their
like
hand.
They're not supposed to touch you when you don't want to, but they were all touching me where I didn't want them to, because that's what the club is for. Like, in the ads they're like, it's all up to you on how much, like, you want to do. I was seeing people, like, giving hand jobs in the front, and I was like, I gotta go. I'm in the wrong place.
Like, mom, can you pick me up?
No.
Like, down
literally
the block.
I was I
don't
think
want
I like
to see where I am.
Yeah, I wasn't really, I don't think we were, like, we were not allowed to be on our phone, so I would constantly keep yeah. running to the bathroom,
so
and text me, and I'd be like, what the fuck is going on, I have to leave. And so at one point I think I got fed up, and I was like, I have an emergency, I gotta go. And they were like, oh yeah, just punch out and, like, get your, here's your cash, and, like, uh-huh. go, like, it just cash out. And uh-huh. they were like, some car, like, valet dude was like, oh, coming back tomorrow. I was like, hey, yeah, yeah, sure. Totally. Never came back.
How much did you make that night? 200?
It was 200.
Nice.
But I don't know. It's not, it was not, it was worth not it. Enough for my dignity. gone out the window. I was like, I literally got home and washed myself with boiling hot water. It was so gross out.
Bleach. Please, Megan and I saw pictures of what the inside looked like. It was some rundown like trap house.
It looked like a crack house.
I remember you sent pictures. I saw that. It looked like really, really rundown.
You guys, I was really desperate for some money. This was when I wasn't working. When I didn't have a job, this was like my in between, and I was like picking up gigs left and right, and I was like, oh, this sounds easy. I just talk to people. I was imagining like this coffee shop scene where you're sitting at a table discussing life, getting paid. I was wrong. I was so fucking wrong.
Megan was like, please send help.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I have to go. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Don't do that. And that reminded me, like, all this adulting and all this shameful shit I did was, like, making me really think back on my life. Like, what would me 10 years ago think about the me today, knowing the whole history of 10 years? Like, what would yours think?
Crackhead.
Same. Well, you always say, like, 10 years ago, you were, like, I mean, maybe not just exactly 10 years ago, but when you were, like, in your innocent...
Yeah, in my innocent... I think I was up until, like, I was 18, 19, I did not do anything bad besides drink alcohol.
Well, you also had strict parents.
Yeah, I also had strict parents. I didn't go out a lot, and I hung around people that, like, didn't really do anything crazy, too. So it was, like, all that stuff. And then at the time, that was when I was dating my psycho ex, and he smoked weed at that time. And it was funny because it's, like, I'm such a fucking pothead now, but then back then he would like cuddle me or something and I'm like, you smell like weed, get away from me. I'm like, what the? And then back then I would get mad at him for being high all the time.
That is the same. So I had an ex, I was like obsessed with him. I was like in love with this guy, but I broke up with him because he accidentally ate his older brother's chocolate shrooms thinking it was just regular chocolate bars. So he told me about a time he accidentally tripped and I was like, oh,
we're done.
We're done. You're a fucking drug addict. Dare. D-A-R-E. Get out of my face.
Can't even look at you.
So I broke up with him. And then like later on, I think I was so, it was like for many years, I was like, it's the one that got away. Dude, I that was like held over my head for the longest time. And he also was like a pothead. And so, but he was never really high or smell like weed around me. Like he would smoke. Uh-huh. Like later on, he became an even bigger pothead. And I was just like, I was so turned off by it. And now look at me.
Yeah, same. Oh my God. There was a time when literally I think his like fingers smell like weed. And he tried to lie about it. And I was like, your fingers literally smell like weed. I'm like, how are you lying to me? And I can't believe I got that mad about it.
Yeah.
And then he literally, he's like, I just took one hit. And I'm like, no.
He probably like goes into your live streams and just like is so angry. Like this bitch. He's
just like yelling at the sky.
Why? Because I know on the receiving end, I know what that feels like because I had a boyfriend who was so against ecstasy. Like, I used to, like, take drugs. Okay. It's 5-year statute of limitation. and I would, like, rave a lot. But when I met him, I had stopped all that. But I did tell him, like, I had a bad pass with it. Like, I was, like, addicted. And so he was so afraid that if I was to take it again, I would just become this, like, crazy, whorish party animal who, like, couldn't let go of the drug. And so he was, like, mad. I went to Zed once to see Zed at a concert. And I rolled. And he didn't speak to me for 2 days. And we lived together. And then after we broke up, like, he started doing it. And he became, like, this big raver. And he went to like Tomorrow World or Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, yeah.
No, he went to one in the States. So that one's Tomorrow World. Oh, okay. So he went to that. He went to all like Ultra. He went to the big festivals. And I was like, you fucking hypocrite. And so I know what it's like to give and to receive.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that in fifth grade, I was the DARE representative.
Oh, the DARE representative?
I wrote this a really great essay, and I had to read it out to the whole fifth grade class.
I feel like all the DARE representatives, the people that were really against drugs, all became fucking crackheads.
That is me today, abusing stimulants. You know, like it'd be like that sometimes.
I really do.
There was one time I was on drugs. Santa Monica Pier and some lady in a DARE shirt was like, can you help us? We need fundraising. We're really low on funds. I was like, girl, I'm the reason you're low on funds.
Didn't people start wearing DARE, like, ironically?
That was
really high school. But there was like a different words. Drugs are really
exciting.
Exciting. It was like something like that. It was like, yeah, they've changed the acronym.
Yeah, I was very against all that stuff until, like, I got into high school and I was exposed to, like, the scene kid crowd. And I really wanted to be, like, a part of that group. So, like, I think it was starting in eighth grade is whenever I started getting involved.
The hacker scene crew?
No, that was like, my sophomore junior year of high school.
Phase.
Yeah. It's just a phase, Mom.
This was my druggy skater hipster stage. Ooh. So, like, I got involved with all, like, the bad kids at school. And after school, we'd go smoke weed and shit. Yeah, I was so rebellious. Because, like, I was just going through some shit with my family because they were so strict. So, I was like, I'm going to go against all of your wishes.
Yes.
So, like, I would smoke weed, like, with the swim team and shit, and just I was doing some stupid ass shit and lying to my parents all the time, going to the hookah bar at 15 years old.
Oh yeah, the hookah bar. See, okay, I used to hit up the hookah bar like as nothing, but as soon as I turned 18, I was like,
Yeah, it's like not it anymore.
It's not fun.
Yeah, see,
it's
why we went crazy a little bit later. Yeah. Like all before that, me going rebelling against my parents is like staying out past 11.
Oh my god.
Jack was a good kid and she's
She was the good kid that our parents all wished us to be. Exactly.
I paved the way for my sister.
I also
to have an easy time. She got I said this before, she went to fucking rave in San Diego when she was in high school and I was like, I couldn't stay out past 10. The fuck.
That's how
my siblings paved the way for me because I mean, honestly, my parents just didn't know what the fuck to do with me.
But isn't it crazy? Like, we're in, like, the generation that grew up with the internet and all of the weird shit that we used to do as kids.
I mean, when YouTube first started, or, like, when the internet was still first introduced, like, I can only really remember Two Girls, One Cup as the weirdest shit. And it was being... that was like it the was like first shared, viral thing.
It was shared on MySpace and AIM. I remember
that. AIM. What good times. Honestly, AIM days, that was probably the peak of my life. Like,
I was also hearing behind
that,
on this.
That door open and that door close, you know?
Did you have a MySpace, Jack?
I literally had a MySpace so late to the point where it wasn't even like really cool anymore. Like I made it by the time like they already made the Facebook already.
The Facebook. Yeah. Back when it was the Facebook. Yeah.
And then like the fucking video of that girl with a tampon.
Oh, tampon girl. That
going around?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that girl.
She was
I know someone
Tumblr.
Posted that picture on Twitter again recently, and they're like, kids nowadays will never recognize this girl.
Good.
Yeah. Well, okay, so when I first got, like, computer, I remember I was just, like, very curious. So I remember a friend, I think I talked about this before, but a friend had introduced me to this, like, website that had, like, games. It was, like, regular games, but then there would be, like, an adult section. And, like, when you clicked it, you had to confirm that you were 18 and up or something. And it would be, like, these games, like, dressing up naked dolls, jacking off a dick.
That was Megan.
The one that I got caught by my mom jacking off a dick. That was not my brightest moment in life. And then I remember my brother caught me once when I was on one of those like dressing up naked dolls and you could like press her tit and she would like moan.
Oh my god.
You like click on her vagina and she would moan. I like that. But like I was like, am I a lesbian? I don't know. To this day, I don't know.
No, like, that was the thing, right? It was, like, most girls have always watched, like, girl-on-girl porn.
Yeah.
You know?
I still, like, that's still a thing that I watch. I think it's just seeing them being pleasured is, like, I could be pleasured like that.
Because girls just pleasure other girls better than guys can. Because
they know, like, their parts and shit.
I wouldn't know.
I would know.
I would, but I was highly intoxicated, so I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Great.
But I also was thinking, like, okay, so I remember when I was in, like, high school and before I was going to college, I was like, if I don't graduate in 4 years, I'm a fucking failure. Mm-hmm. Well, bitch, it took me 5 years, Megan. What do you have to say now? 15-year-old man.
As long as you made it, there you go.
And then I was so also, there was one point where I was like such a prude. I remember the same guy, the same boyfriend I had that like smoked and then accidentally ate the shrooms. That was the first guy I started getting like freaky with. Like I would go to his, I would lie to my parents and be like, I'm going to the library. And he lived like a 10-minute walk from the library. Mm-hmm. So I would get dropped off the library at like 9 a.m. tell my mom to pick me up at 9 p.m. So I'd be studying for 12 hours, you know, just reading books. And I would go to his house and we'd get like, we'd be making out, be getting fingered in his bedroom. And I remember it got to a point where I was like, this is so wrong. I can't do this anymore. And so like the, and then the, on top of him doing the shroom chocolate thing. I just found the perfect recipe of like, it's time to let it go. I'm
out. Cut it off.
And then like, I'm like, dude, I was getting fingered. I think I was like, this time, this was like seventh grade.
Oh my God.
I was like, so, I don't think any of us knew what we were doing. I remember he had long nails. Because he played guitar.
I thought it's harder to play with.
No, it could be because he would hand pick. Like, it was like electric guitar or something. Gotcha. So he just purposely had like long nails. And I just remember how like not good that felt.
Dude, nasty. Honestly, like up until I would say like 7th, 8th grade, I didn't really know how sex worked. Like, I think I only knew from like the when you take sex ed thing. And even then I was still confused. I was like, what is getting hard? What is getting hard?
Wait, how are sex ed classes in California?
Yeah, we don't have that in Texas. The Texas ones, let me tell you. Ain't
we
shit.
Had one where we just like listened to, we watched a video and it was like in PE class. It was like where like one day we all just had to go into a classroom, watch a video, and then like they just talked about like different stuff and how you can do it, like I think you can do it, they said anally too.
Oh, they did not talk about that. They did talk
a lot of stuff and I was like, what the, and then back then I was like, who the fuck would do that?
And then now she's the anal queen.
She's the anal queen. Well, Jacqueline at 15, look at her now.
No, actually, now that I think about it, if I think back to it, besides the crackhead and doing all the other stuff, like, I actually kind of did do all the things that I said that I wanted to do, like, at this time. Maybe just not my job, but other than that, like, pretty good, you know, because I wanted to do the Instagram thing, and I wanted to do, like, to, like, get more confident and do pictures and shit. Because back then, you guys know, I was fucking fat.
So, she wasn't fat, guys. She was just a little chubby.
Yeah, you know, a little fluffy up in that big bitch.
Fluffy Jacqueline is my favorite. I love her so much.
So soft back then. Oh, my God. But then, yeah, you know, after that. And then I think all that stuff, like, changed. And I got more outgoing. And I got to do all this stuff I did. Oh, and I out of nowhere got into USC, didn't see that shit coming whatsoever. And so yeah, I think young me would be pretty proud. She would probably be like, hey, you probably would have done more if you didn't smoke.
Young me wouldn't have expected to be in Los Angeles to be
age. Oh, yeah, really? Me neither. I never thought I was really gonna
come
move.
Out here.
Yeah, like, never thought so.
I didn't, it was, I feel like when you're raised in Texas, you don't think about leaving for the most part, because I know like 90% of my friends have stayed in that state.
Yeah.
And even my boyfriend brought it up. He was like, you know, they must be doing something right in Texas. Nobody wants to leave and everybody's proud. And I was like, you know, I don't have a counter to that. I was like, maybe we are, but also we're the state that we had to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the Texas flag.
That's right.
What the fuck?
And I did not know that was not a thing until leaving Texas.
We
did the Pledge of Allegiance, and then what was the
Texas flag? I pledge allegiance to the Texas flag. One state under God.
Oh, one state under God or something like that. Yeah. I have to look it up. Texas state.
That was the pledge.
You guys have your own pledge?
Yeah. It was.
Does California have one? The fuck? If they do, I don't know.
Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Exactly.
It was, we had to do, so the American pledge first. Every morning, starting class, we had to stand there. Did you have to do the pledge every morning?
I think they did for a little bit, yeah.
And then you always had to put your hand over your heart. Yeah. You had to stand there. It was the first thing you did every morning. And then you would say the Texas pledge after that. And people were like, dude, that's some cult
shit. It really is.
And I was like,
maybe propaganda.
Because Texas is a cult.
Oh, and
that's
then you had to
so
sing
proud.
The Texas song. Texas, our Texas.
Well, no wonder you guys are so proud. Oh, we did.
Oh. I'll hail the mighty state, Texas. Oh, Texas, and also, so big, wonderful, and great.
Every, did you learn the dance Cotton Eye Joe?
Yes, we did. We had country dancing segments in PE class.
In PE class, everybody else was climbing ropes, and in Texas, we were learning.
The Californians are shocked.
Where did you go?
Texas, being a kid in Texas was something else. Something else.
We didn't do any of that.
Because we also had line dancing during PE class.
We did square dancing.
Okay. No, we did square dancing, country dancing, line dancing.
But like Cotton Eye Joe.
I think we did square dancing because of like the fucking people with the gold rush and shit out here or something like that.
I don't know, but Texas is a cult. That is why everyone's so proud and doesn't leave, because that's the definition of a cult. Anyways, I know we went off a fucking tangent, but I think what we need to talk about during this quarantine time especially, but like how to keep the spark alive. I think it's relevant because all of us are in relationships now.
This is very true.
And we're all about like, I mean, you're technically pretty recent, but like 6 months of like dating.
Also, you know what I saw on Twitter is actually a lot of people got cuffed during quarantine.
I was like, I don't know how. Like, did y'all FaceTime?
Well, I think it's because people are lonely. I feel like people start communicating more.
Yeah,
it's not all physical anymore. Oh, yeah. You only have communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
And a lot of people who depended on that like intimacy to feel a connection, which isn't much of a connection, it's just physical. Now they're forced to like text unless they want to fucking feel lonely as fuck, and then they're like, the I actually boys, like this person.
The fuck boys grew feelings during quarantine.
They develop hearts.
They lost their way of life because they could no longer their fuck black everybody. Heart.
Huh. I wonder how my old fuckboys are doing.
I know.
Well, okay. The first things first is learn to appreciate each other always.
Don't take each other for granted, please.
Don't get too comfortable. I mean, like, be comfortable. Like, shit in front of him if you want, fart, whatever. Yeah. But, like, in terms of not losing that spark, like, you constantly have to appreciate them for the things they do, the person they are. Mm-hmm. Just remember, like, why you fell in love with them in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that goes with, like, checking in on them each and every other day. Especially like, see how quarantine. They are, you know? Yeah. Like, hey, how are you today? Are you good? Like, did you have a good day?
How was
Talk
work?
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time when I felt like me and my boyfriend were not really communicating. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just following this routine of quarantine. Mm-hmm. Like, things was getting, like, bland.
It was like a
and
plateau.
We started implementing, like, every night before we go to sleep, we just, like, even though we pretty much knew what we were doing all day, every day, like, together, it was just, like, how was your day? How did you feel today?
Oh, that's actually really cute.
Yeah, and so, like, before falling asleep, we'd have that, like, little talk, and that really bridged, like, a gap between us.
Maybe you should start doing that.
I mean, you told me that your boyfriend reads you a story.
Oh, yeah, so my boyfriend bought this book that was by, what was it, Kobe Bryant, I think?
Oh.
Yeah, it was a book by Kobe Bryant.
A bedtime story by Kobe Bryant.
Like a chapter a night?
A few chapters a night, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's so cute. Like, that's like adorable, but at the same time, I can't imagine my boyfriend reading me to sleep.
Oh my god, I can just see Abby's like, more, another chapter.
Yeah, that was me last night.
Boyfriend. Like, another day, another
please,
day,
please, Daddy,
we have
read
to
me
sleep.
Another one. Read me another one, Daddy.
Dude, that was me last night. I thought I was going to have sex. I was like in lingerie, but instead we were reading a book.
Oh my god.
We were reading a book. We weren't fucking, we were reading a book. Okay, the third one to keep the spark alive is to go on dates. I know, like, in quarantine right now, it's hard to go on, like, all these like dates that you probably want to be going on, but you can go to the park, take a walk in the park, walk
a
by
hike.
The beach,
picnic is super easy. Yeah. Just pack some fucking like Lunchables and go to the park with a bottle of wine or something.
Yeah. Or even if you really don't want to go out, just go for a drive. Just like get out of the house.
Get out of the house. Yeah, Jack, she knows. Get out of the house. Or even if you're not leaving the house, like set up some cute date, like purposely like call it a date.
Yeah.
Plan the date and the time and be like, we're gonna do this at this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put on an outfit.
Yeah. It sets that excitement for you. You're looking forward to something. Yeah. And that time is a dedicated you guys time, quality time. Phones are away. Like, your attention is on each other and each other only.
Yeah.
Like, and this goes especially for when you're living together or spending a lot of time together, because it gets monotonous, we know.
Oh, everyone knows.
And then another one would be to surprise each other with, like, you know, little gifts, trips, snacks, you know, show that you're thinking of each other at least a little bit once in a while. Yeah. You know, if you're going to be together for a very long time, you know, you don't want to just be complacent.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we're not talking about these, like, don't be getting those Chanel PS4.
Unless,
like,
you have the money for that. I mean, but it's also, like,
that's,
us,
if that's your budget,
us normal what's your people.
I'm just kidding.
Cut that shit out.
If that is your budget, go for it. But, like, it's simple things. Like, my boyfriend would, like, go to steal the flowers from our apartment garden. Like, so cute. Like, the little walkway that's, like, filled with, like, these little flowers of, like, I don't know, like, sunflowers and, like, tulips, whatever. He would just, like, cut them and, like, bouquet them and give it to me. And that was, like, super cute and would, like, make my day.
Yeah.
So really simple stuff like that. They could, you can make something.
Because, yeah, like, Alex was like, he was like, hey, I'm going to go get blunt wraps. And then he comes and he's, like, brought me sour candy. I was like, aw.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, cute. I saw these. I know you like them. And I'm like, thanks.
Adorable.
I think that's really important that also it just shows that they were thinking about
me. That's a big thing because people want to know that you've been thought of when you're not around.
Exactly. And I think that was something I had to communicate to my boyfriend. It's like, you know, because he's like, he was brand new to the relationship, so I was like, I had to explain. I was like, well, okay, for example, when I go shopping and I'm like at Marshall's or something, I'm always going to the guys section just to look around, see if there's anything that like would fit you and look nice on you, because I'm thinking about you when I'm shopping. And it would be nice if I knew that you were thinking about me when you're going on a walk. Yeah. Or at the grocery store and see a rose.
Bring you a watermelon.
And he did.
Yes, he did for Valentine's, Day.
Yeah. It's just a nice thing. It's like a, it's just a, you know, when you're not together, it's nice to know that your significant other is still thinking about you and you're still on their mind, because I don't know if there's many seconds of the day where I'm not thinking about my boyfriend.
And you know what, Megan? That leads into number five. Fucking communicate, you dumb pieces of shit.
Yeah. And we say, how many times? I think we say that on every fucking episode. But that's like learning from experience. We've been in relationships where it was like almost purely physical.
Yeah.
And even though, fun as it was, that was it. That was, it was just fun. But when it came down to like talking, it was like fucking like crickets. Sure. How's your day today? Great. You want to fuck? Okay. Sure. Let's do it.
Yeah. Where's the deeper connection? Oh, deep inside your fucking
Inside your fucking pussy.
Yeah. That's
what it is. The deeper connection. The connection of dick to cervix.
And you know what? It's also very important to learn how to be comfortable alone in your space.
Yeah. You got to be able to like coexist and still like do your own thing.
And that was a problem with me at first, because I'm a very clingy person whenever I'm like in a relationship with someone at first. Like, it, I don't know, it's just, I just have this weird like thing where I just want to be with them all the time.
Well, same.
No, I have the same thing until one day I'm like, no, I need my space.
And Megan knows the time whenever I felt that for the first time in my relationship.
And that was hard for me because it's not like we had anywhere to go. We're like stuck in quarantine together in this apartment, and we just basically started thinking like, okay, well, how about like when I'm working, I work in a room, you go in the living room. And it, just, it worked out. Like, and it was also just, it wasn't, and at the end of the day, I did figure out it wasn't necessarily like, I need space from you. But it was recognizing we had our own time and like recognizing that like, here's your space, here's my space, and we're doing our own thing.
Yeah, it makes me happy that, you know, my boyfriend's in school, because he could just be doing his thing and I'll just be doing my thing. Yeah. And it makes it a lot better.
It's nice to do other things together. Like, you know,
you can have your own like separate hobbies. You don't have to do every single thing together.
Like, one of my dream setups is like having a house with like one of those large ass corner desks and like one person on one end and the other. My remember my Sims house that I decorated?
Yes.
Abby had it upstairs. It was hers, and her fucking space was nice. She had that large ass corner desk. Yeah, I would. You would always find my Sim playing on her computer. And I was like, facts, girl, facts. But like, it would be like this long ass one, and it was like two setups. Like, hers had like the super techie three monitor setup, and then like a regular like setup on the
that's
side.
That's a dream.
That's a vibe.
Oh.
That's a vibe. Well, I mean, I had like limitless money with the cheat codes.
I see. Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. I guess another one, guys, is to try new things in the bedroom. You know, spice it up. you guys know, try some sex toys.
Just dangle anal fetishes in front of your boyfriend for all time.
You know what's crazy is, like, I actually know someone who told me that her and her man only do the same three positions every time they have sex. They've been doing it for the past 2 years.
But I'm also, like, I've heard, all right, people
5 minutes here, switch. Yeah. 5 minutes
but
here,
there's also
switch.
People that just like that. Like, they just like the routine of it. But mm-hmm. every once in a while, even if you like the same positions, you could put some sex
yeah.
in.
Yeah. You know, like, slow up the pace if you're always doing it fast.
Buy some lube. Get high. Get drunk, you know.
Damn, yeah. Megan, I should have asked you to bring the lube today.
I know. I was like, you keep forgetting the lube.
Keep forgetting the lube.
It's at home. You can just take it. I'll be gone. I'm just going to – I'm on my trip to – I'm going to New York, guys, like, in, like, 2 days. I'm just going to, like, put my lube into a travel container and take it with me.
Amazing.
The lube is important. God. I didn't know how fucking great it was, but Jesus, guys.
Yeah, try spicing some new positions, up. Guys. Add some sex toys. Add some mm-hmm. lube. You don't get real, like,
add some drugs.
Steamy in there.
Yeah, yeah, do some role too. Play. Ooh, put yeah. on some outfits. Be a little sexy nurse. Yeah. Maid.
A dog.
What else there?
Cat.
A dog. Cat.
Yeah.
Dog.
Goat.
Goat.
Goldfish.
A snake. A chicken.
Yeah. A frog.
A chinchilla. A ferret.
A frog, you're gonna hop on that dick.
Yeah. See, ribbit every time you bounce up and down.
Ribbit. What was it, the animal ones, the cow noises you
oh,
made?
Yeah, she's
oh, yeah, that one time I was having sex with an old fuck boy, and then he started making, like, oh, he said yeehaw.
Okay.
And then I just started making, like, animal farm noises. Yeah. I was like,
That's something. That's new. You guys can try that, see if you like it. It might be a little bit of bestiality.
Another one, travel with each other. I know you really can't right now, but you could do a road trip to, like, the desert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what, yeah, that's what we, I think, yeah. You know, all of us, you have one in the plan to mm-hmm. travel. I think it's yeah. nice, like, you get to know someone on a different level when you yeah. travel together. Mm-hmm. It's how the habits of traveling is.
Yeah.
Like, you can see some people are very strict on itinerary, like, need mm-hmm. to plan everything to the dot, and if you mm-hmm. don't follow that, then they freak out. Then there's also people mm-hmm. that just go with the flow, like, yeah. oh, look at that giant dinosaur, let's stop
there.
They're
like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Like, that's how my boyfriend is.
Yeah, that's how chill. We are. We're just, like, we love seeing these weird roadside attractions, mm-hmm. and so we'll stop at those. Like, I'm really good at, like, planning, but, like, with him, I don't plan, like, the time. I mean, I did plan with the time, with, like, uh-huh. trying to get to a place on time, but in terms of the activities and stuff, I'll just put a big list of, like, things that we can go do and mm-hmm. kind of just, like, mark it off, like, oh, look, we did this. And then along the road, we'll, like, stop at, like, other things. Like, there was we stopped at the city that the movie Cars was based off
Ooh.
Of. I was, like, going back yeah. in time. It's actually really cool. Yeah. Somewhere in Arizona.
Okay. We'll look it up.
it's if you just look it up, they even have the cars, like, real cars with, like, the faces of the characters on there. It's
so
super cute.
Aww.
Yeah. So oh, yeah. It's fun stuff like that, you know.
And then the next one is to learn their love language,
and
guys.
You know what? Before this podcast episode recording, we all took the love language mm-hmm. quiz.
Yeah. And we, me and Abby are the exact same person.
We have the exact same.
Yeah, what was yours? So
hers
me
was
and
acts of service.
Yeah,
Jacqueline's was acts of That's service. Nice.
Acts of service.
I think ours
quality time.
First one was quality time. Mm-hmm. Then the next one was physical touch, and then
I think it was
words
of affirmation. Yeah,
our last one was acts of service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I'm an independent ass bitch. I don't need anything. Nobody to do anything.
Yeah, I can do shit myself.
My third one is receiving.
Well, you're
gifts.
The one building your bike rack for your boyfriend.
I do things
you
for
are
my boyfriend
doing
all the time.
Acts of service. Wait, what was yours? Acts of service, and then what?
Oh, the third is receiving gifts. So we materially.
You're like the opposite of us, essentially.
I know exactly.
See, that's why it's important to learn each other's love languages. So you know what?
I think that's something. Likes. It's not even just to keep the spark alive, but to know at the very beginning, because mm-hmm. it's important to adapt to that. And there's also things to avoid when someone's love language mm-hmm. is, like, let's say physical touch. Like, if me and my boyfriend didn't spend time together mm-hmm. after, like, if he went to Europe and I never went to go see him, or, like, vice versa, he never came to LA. Uh-huh. I don't. It would not have lasted, because mm-hmm. going a long period without any type of touch is, like, detrimental.
Then yeah, it worked out, because that's why you guys had to go see each other,
so. Yeah, good thing I was like, you know what, here's my entire credit limit, let's go. Oh, yeah. Still recovering.
So basically, yeah, we basically talked about most of them, but it's just to list it all again. It's receiving gifts, physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, and acts of service. Mm-hmm. There's a quiz online. Go take it. The quiz is kind of hard because sometimes the two options, both. I'm like, I'll pick both of them. Like, yes. I don't know but which one. Just
go
one.
With your gut feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
And also, who the fuck added this number 10?
Oh,
Megan, say it with your chest.
This is important, okay?
I didn't see this.
The 10th and most important thing of how to keep the spark alive. Look each other in the eyes when you fuck. At least for 5 seconds while he's inserting his penis. While you're getting pounded the shit out. Just,
dude, I'm all horny right now, bro.
Just fucking, just look. Are you turned on?
I'm turned on right now.
Do you feel a connection?
I'm thinking about my boyfriend right now. Just staring at him.
Wait, I mean, do you feel a connection? I'm staring at you. Like, so I'm hardcore. Feeling, like,
the waves are here.
I think, like, the eyes are the windows of the soul. Guys, that's totally bullshit. There's no relationship therapist, but I am a relationship therapist because obviously, after this relationship, I'm the master.
Dude, making eye contact when you give him head, though, like, and seeing their reactions is like,
yeah. But I also, I'm like,
a little hard.
Have you, but okay, but so I got self conscious because I took a picture at the angle of what it looks like when I'm sucking dick. And oh yeah, with the fucking with the camera, the iPhone 11 picture, and I was like, is this what I look like? I look like fucking a fucking ET begging for some cookies. Like,
no, you're begging for dick, bro.
Yeah, begging for dick, and like eyes when your mouth is open, it drags your eyes down. And your whole face kind of looks distorted. So, you know, like, the famous painting of Scream?
Yeah, it's like that.
That's what it looks like.
Dude, you know, sometimes when you look at guys and they're eating you out, they look kind of ugly, too. Because their tongues are like...
Oh, yeah. Especially when your boyfriend has a shorter tongue. Then they're, like, trying really hard. One time, he was eating me out so long that the next day, his tongue was, like, fucked up. Like, it was, like, stretched to its max.
That little thing that holds the tongue.
Exactly. That was the thing that was, like, it was, like, irritated. But the same thing. It's, like, when you're sucking dick for so long that your jaws are, like, have, like, locked jaw.
I feel like sometimes you, like, rip the sides of your mouth because you gotta, like, keep it open so much.
No, Jack. No.
mine is too big. It doesn't fit.
No,
it doesn't actually rip. I mean, like, it feels like it's about to.
We know what the size of his dick is now. That girthy.
My mouth only goes, like, far like that when I'm, like, deep throwing the dick and then keeping the balls at the same time.
Oh, wait. You can put the balls in your mouth?
Well, I'm sucking dick,
Okay, I can't put the balls, but I mean, like, when you put it deep and it's, like, hitting this, like, you're, like, in his, like, stomach.
I mean, I've never tried to put the dick in the balls in my mouth at the
same time.
You should
try it. I can do it. I've done it with many men.
Yeah, I don't think I can fit it.
I mean, like, because, like, it doesn't curve that much into my... I'm trying to angle myself little, to think of how the balls.
No, the thing is, like, I found the curvature of, like, you know, like, you get used to the dick sometimes. So
your penis has a curve, though.
Yeah.
Right?
So then it curves. Like, I curve it to where it's, like, all the way down my throat, and then I go deep enough to where then my tongue is on the balls, and then I can suck up the balls into my mouth.
Abby's a vacuum cleaner.
A Kirby over here.
Literally Kirby.
Kirby.
Opens her mouth, munch hair and everything. Dude, she's literally sucking the soul out of his dick.
No base. Oh, and then I found, like...
All the men here are jealous.
I found, like, the soft spot whenever, like, I'm, like, giving blowjobs. You suck under the balls. Oh, you lick under the balls.
That's a spot.
They freak the fuck out.
So, you know, that spot is... That's the only part that's, like, an actual muscle. The actual shaft is made up of, like, a spongy material that hardens when there's blood flow in there. Mm-hmm. So, you imagine, like, when you're massaging any muscle, it feels different. It feels really good. So when you're like, so I'm just like sucking and I'll massage that area.
Yeah,
so
I do that.
Secret
do that
tip. Too, yeah. You guys just learned some really good tips today. Put the balls in your mouth at the same time as the dick. I honestly don't know if I can.
When the balls are in your mouth, you can. I swirl my tongue around the balls too.
Okay, but okay, let's put the
balls in the mouth first.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get the balls in my mouth. Do you think
I
can do that?
I don't think I can. Like, it's too like. Far down.
It's too
there.
Far down. Like,
I can't I'd even have to really like, fit. I can't barely deep throat the whole thing in the first place.
So. I can barely deep throat.
I found out how to like actually just like deep throat without it me like gagging on it though.
I can deep throat without gagging, but I can't do in and out. Then I gag.
Like, oh no! I don't go in and out. I just keep it all the way down and then hold the balls in my mouth too.
I'm gonna have to try this Friday.
Like a chipmunk?
Yeah, do it. Yeah, basically, you have like this whole
She's
thing.
She's storing those nuts for winter. Literally.
I don't think that. I'm gonna call him later tomorrow and be like, I need to try something. Maybe I could try it with some lube.
But yeah, licking like under the balls is like, makes them fucking explode.
Lick the butthole too while you're at it.
Dude, I don't know about that right now. Explore. Okay, give me like 2 or 3 years, okay?
So. 2 or 3 years? Yeah. Girl, I'll give you 1 year. You're going to try it, I promise. At some point, you're going to get freaky enough and you're going to try it. Okay. Just to spice some shit up.
I'll up to you guys in a year.
I'm just saying. Like, if he's going to lick your butthole, you might as well lick his butthole.
He's never licked my butthole.
Huh?
He's never licked my butthole.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
that was someone else.
This is why you shouldn't listen.
Anyways, good thing my boyfriend don't listen to the podcast. Anyways, guys,
moving on.
It is the show. It's
trying to say change the subject so fucking fast.
All right, guys, you know what time it is. What time it is?
Question time.
It is question time.
It is ready. One, two.
Question time. Thank fucking God. All right, we only have 2 questions today because they're quite long. So, first question, at what point in a relationship is the make it or break it point? My relationships usually last around 1.5 years, and if I don't see a future with them at that point, I break it off. I just don't like to waste my time, but maybe I'm just being too hasty and not letting relationships cultivate.
I mean, that's
I feel like that's a fair amount.
But that's, I feel like, almost a vague question. It's like, are you like doing it impulsively, or is it something that kind of sits in your mind for, let's say at 1 year you're still happy, but then the next 6 months you're like constantly thinking about
the future
and not having one with them? Then that's fine, but it's like 1.5 years comes up and you're like, oh, I can't.
It's like, nah, you know,
like there are gonna be times when you question the relationship,
of course. Yeah,
it's, you should at least sit it out and not let it be a very impulsive decision. Yeah. I don't think that there's like a make it or break it point though.
You'll know.
You'll just know.
It's like one day you like, look at them and you're like, I do not want to be with this person.
Yeah, there's some people that wake up in the morning, they're just like, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just realize it, and it's like they do something and you're like, I don't want to be with someone that does this stuff.
If you're constantly, and the important thing in this is also to talk about it. And even though it's a touchy subject for sure, because nobody wants to hear from their significant other that they feel like they're losing touch. But I think it's important to mention it because maybe that person just got too comfortable and like lost touch with what the relationship foundation was in the first place.
You have to give them like a chance to be able to like fix it, because they might not even know about it in the first
place. It's only fair if you've been together for 1.5 years, it's only fair that you at least give them that chance. And if they've been feeling the same way, then sometimes like the spark just dies and it gets to a point where like you
rekindle.
Can't fix it.
And
that's when it's time to move on, because then there are, I've known people that held on to relationships for like 7 years and they were only together because like they were like high school sweethearts and they just held on because like, oh, well, we've been together for so long. You're all I know, you know? So, but then after they let go, they literally move on and find the like love of their life and they're super happy. So, and the other person moves on and finds their thing. It's like, don't hold on to something just because you've that past. Like, if it's time to let go, let go.
And that's what I had to learn in my last relationship too, so
Oh girl, yeah.
All right, okay. Jack, second question.
The second one, here we go. My boyfriend has stated he has disliked social media for the year I've known him. Today I was curious and decided to creep on his phone. Lord behold, he has Instagram but deletes the app often and re-downloads. Sketch.
Wait, how can you tell if they re-download often? Or maybe she checks it every once in a while. It's on there, then it's not on there, then it's on there, not on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he had 6 posts and 40 friends, probably all girls. Saves a bunch of random Instagram girls, which doesn't bother me as much as him lying. He uses my Instagram to look up UFC videos. Like, why not just use your own, liar? Anyways, I can't confront him because I was wrong to look in the first place. I'm an idiot. First of all, you're not an idiot.
Yeah,
you're good to know, because, like, why is he lying about this? That's really sketch.
This is a touchy subject, because then it gets to a point. It's like you caught them lying, but weren't supposed to look in the first place. But I feel like every time girls follow that intuition, it brings them to that point where like, okay, you found out, you can't take it back, you know it, and it's like now it's time to confront him about it. Like, why the fuck do you have a social media account and not tell me about it? Like, what are you hiding? Because he's definitely hiding something.
Yep.
Can't you just be like, my friend found your account and
make
like,
a fucking fake.
Yeah, like, and just say somebody make sent a fake it to you.
Account, or get one of your friends. Oh yeah, or like someone that he doesn't know, that isn't your followers. Like, unfollow each other
and have them pretend send it to you. Like, hey, is this your boyfriend?
Tell them to follow him and he'll follow back. You're like a hot girl or something. You know, someone that she would think would bait him. I mean, is that wrong? That's probably wrong, right?
I was just gonna say, like, have him
to test him
to tell her about the profile, so she has a way to say, like, oh, this is how I found out, instead of saying, like, I went on his phone, you know.
But I think it might be obvious, because it's like, what, he has 40 friends, so it's probably, and no mutuals or anything, so how would the friend have found him? Like, she found it by opening up his Instagram app. I think, right?
No, I think she should have like a random fake account and then send it to herself, but it's really her.
Okay. Yeah, so I, in that case, like, a lie is a lie. That a lie beats me snooping on your phone. I don't care.
Yeah, because this basically just sounds like he uses the Instagram to, like, follow girls.
And it also, he uses her Instagram to look up videos to make it seem like he
it's doesn't sketch. Have
it. She's hiding, it like, so much stuff.
Girl, but it's like, I don't understand why guys make such a... I mean, I do understand. Like, some girls do make a big deal about, like, liking other girls' pictures, following other girls. That's something, there's, like, a trust that needs to be established. And also, that's something that needs to be talked about in the beginning. Just saying that, hey, I have, like, PTSD from past relationships where they would follow other girls, hit on them, like, do all this bullshit, and that's why I have these, like, trust issues. And if the other person is really understanding, like, they'll do their best to, like, I guess cater to that kind of trauma. I don't know. They'll be like, well, you know, like, I'm not like that. Like, I'm not trying to do whatever. If they're a good person. Because there's definitely guys that will fucking lie out of their ass just to keep dating someone.
But like, someone will take it to their fucking grave.
Yeah.
I know. This guy would probably take it to his fucking grave.
Yeah, because if he's being, like, this sneaky about it, he's literally deleting the app. Like, he's not even hiding it, like, in his phone.
He's like, probably deleting it when he thinks that she'll peek his phone
when he's gonna hang out with her or something. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with her. Gotta delete the app.
I think it's very sketchy. I don't think, like, anything, there should be anything, like, hidden like that.
Yeah, don't hide things.
Yeah, be transparent with your significant other.
Jesus. Yeah, it's just a dumb thing to lie about.
And like, you're definitely, man, if you're listening, you're definitely doing something sketchy. I know it.
We know. We're on to you. Exactly. We see you.
We'll make the fake account. Fuck it.
Yeah, hit us up. DM us. We'll DM you back, because you DM'd us this question. And we'll do you the favor by following him and seeing who his followers are and what he posts.
We'll do that for you.
What if he's just, like, posting pictures of, like, women or naked women or, like, some bullshit, you know? Some weird shit. Man.
6 posts.
Ooh. What if he's, like, a secret double agent for some fucking shit, some Mr. and Mrs. Smith bullshit going on.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many people on Instagram that have, like, significant others and shit, but they're like you know, doing
well, a bunch of shit. I think all of us have seen in our DMs people like following us, DMing us, and then we go to their profile and they are straight up in a relationship or have married. Pictures of like their babies.
There was one where he DM'd me and emailed me and like sent in like another social media app and was like, hey, I saw you at the beach, I really wanted to say hi to you and take a picture with you and blah blah. And I looked at his Instagram and then his most recent pictures celebrating anniversary with my 1 year with my girlfriend, and in the message he sent to me he's like, you're my number one crush, blah blah blah. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
That's so weird. Okay, what do you guys think about screenshot and shit like that and sending it to their girlfriends?
I support it.
Yeah, I'm down for it, but most of the time I just don't want to get involved in another person's relationship.
Yeah. I've done it. Yeah,
you've done it.
She never replied to me, so.
Because you have the
touchy... Some girls are in major denial.
You have the touchy situation. Sometimes the girl gets mad at you. So
I'm like, girl,
I just
trying to look out for you.
Exactly. Like, I messaged her boyfriend when her boyfriend tried to, like, flirt with me and get with me and ask me out on a date. Send the screenshots over to her. And then she didn't reply to me. And then I actually checked her profile, like, a month or two ago because I forgot about her. They're still together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yep. Sometimes, you know, they're gonna stay.
That reminds me of, like, my ex, like, the first boyfriend I had, like, the one I lost my, not the first boyfriend I had, but the first in high school that I, like, lost my virginity to, the gang thing, the pregnant guy.
Pregnant guy.
Yeah. So, he's a shitbag. But he'll, like, message me and be like, hey, I miss you. And I'm like, dude, it's been 10 fucking years. Please get over it.
I dated you
when I was 15.
I am a different person.
I am literally, I physically, mentally, emotionally, I am completely a different person. I would never date someone like you.
I am above you.
There was something seriously wrong with me when I was dating you. I literally found a person that, like, my parents would be the most against dating, and I dated him. But his thing was sometimes. He messaged me, DM'd me, like, messaged all that stuff, and he would be with his girlfriend who he has kids with.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that's right.
And same thing with an old boss that I had.
I do remember
work
this.
Study.
Yes.
He straight up, I've met his wife at work. She would, like, come in and say hi, all that stuff. And he literally would be like, how much can I pay to just have one sex? Like, one night of sex. But, like,
please.
He would constantly harass me with that. And he would send these, like, I didn't even know but Facebook could do these, but, like, these hidden messages, they would disappear after you read them. It would, be, like... like a 10-minute limit, they would disappear. He would only communicate with me that way. And then when I finally, one day, I was like, don't you have a fucking wife? And he was like, yeah, don't get married.
Oh,
it's horrible.
God.
All right.
Yeah. So,
and so with that said, men are trash. Yeah.
Men ain't
except
shit,
ours.
And all they have is the audacity.
Yes.
Coming soon on a t-shirt near you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did we say that?
No.
Oh, we got exciting things coming. Merch. Sorry. Had a cough. Keep out looking for that.
Keep an eye out.
That's right.
Join our Discord because that's literally where all our updates are.
You can find the link on our Instagram page at SMAD Show on Instagram. Don't forget to like and subscribe on Spotify and iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Leave more reviews, guys. Shout out to the people that left reviews. You're amazing.
Except Stop
for the,
shitting
except
on
for the
Jack's
one
OnlyFans.
That complained about my OnlyFans. Because if you listened to the episode, you would hear that I said it was inactive.
It is your choice if you keep paying for it, okay?
I literally said that. There was a disclaimer.
She literally does not care.
Exactly. But thanks for listening, guys, to another week of shit. But Megan's going to be traveling next week, so we're going to try our hardest to record an episode for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to try for the first time a virtual session of where I Skype in.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this works out.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. We're just trying to keep this schedule going because we're going on 3 weeks. Two solid weeks because we did miss an hour. But and you know, we didn't want to ruin the momentum.
Yeah, exactly. So we're trying our best to get on schedule for you guys.
Yes.
But you know, as we see at the end of every episode,
sorry, mom and dad.